that I've had the ability to kind of soothe my own soul through the gift of writing that God has blessed me with, songs like Healing. But when I think about the generations before and I remember hearing the hymns and the songs of the old school, I think about hearing my grandmother sing on Sunday morning and what she would sing if she found herself in the positions that I found myself in at times. And one song crosses my mind and it goes a little like this. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth, the way to peace, truth, justice, righteousness, and freedom through obedience to the Most High, Allah, Father, Allah, Mother. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. So Yahushua, Jesus, is not saying we're going to accidentally be bitten by serpents. He says they, meaning his followers, the revolutionaries, they who want to clean up, we who want to clean up this earth, we who want to clean up corruption, wipe corruption off the earth, wipe corruption out of ourselves. We who see that the human family are sick, we are sick and in need of healing. How are we going to do it, Jesus? Jesus says in verse 18, chapter 16, they shall take up serpents, purposefully pick up the serpent, purposefully take up and elevate the serpent. What are you talking about, Jesus? He says they shall drink, if they shall drink a deadly thing, it won't hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The human family is sick. The human family is sick with racism, sick with hatred of ethnicity, hatred of gender, hatred of religion, hatred of people who live in this and that region. Death, hell, destruction, division, used and infused within the people so that the people will participate in our own destruction through joining in warfare and bloodshed and hatreds and division. So we, the human family, are sick, and Yahushua is causing us to look at the serpent symbolism of Africa, you who may practice voodoo, you who may practice juju, you who may practice Ashanti, you who may practice this or that African spiritual religion or indigenous spiritual religion, when you see this, you say, oh yeah, the serpent power, the serpentine power. This is what Yahushua wants us to take up, that serpent power. Now, in the African Hebrew language, we want to document this. The serpent is referred to as the seraphim. The seraphim, sisters and brothers. The word seraphims, let's get this spelling correct in the English so that we can search for this. Seraphims is spelled S-E-R-A-P-H-I-M-S. Two places, one of them, I think both of them in Isaiah, one of those places, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2 in the Old Testament, talks about the seraphims, these fiery winged serpents who had six wings, two covering the face, two covering the feet, and with two, this seraphim flew. These seraphims are a class of angels, high angels. And these angels were depicted as fiery and winged, having the ability to fly. These seraphims, these fiery winged serpents were depicted as being fiery because of the poison in the serpent. This is the science of healing, that if you are bitten by a serpent often enough at low dosages, then the poison becomes the antidote to the poison. See, we're talking about the concept of healing. We, the human family, need to be healed. And this serpentine power is in the universe. And this serpentine power is in the earth. And this serpentine power is in you and me. We have the power to heal ourselves. This seraphim is found, let's spell it again, S-E-R-A-P-H-I-M-S. The number is 8314 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It says serpent, fiery serpent, poisonous serpent, fiery from the burning effect of poison, seraphim, majestic beings with six wings, human hands or voices in attendance upon God. This is one of those class of angels that were in service of the Most High. And this, I believe there are nine classes of angels. And these nine classes represent, you could say, nine powers within the human being, nine powers within the universe. The universe, and you and I are a mini universe. Now, the serpent in the African Hebrew mind and the African Kemet Egyptian mind represented wisdom and healing power. Because we, through animal husbandry, examining the power of animals, studying all animals and mammals, studying serpents, understanding poison, understanding that the healing is in the poison. If you take low dosages of the poison, then if you ever bitten outright, then the poison is the healing. So we're talking about the healing power in the universe and in the human family. Now, even though we use Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, we have to watch them when they deviate from the truth. This writer, in his commentary, Jesenius, in writing in the commentary, does not want to admit about the reality of the winged fiery serpent, and that the Hebrews, along with the Egyptians, believed and understood the symbolic nature represented, the symbolic nature of the serpent represented wisdom and healing. See, we understand that the African Hebrews and the African Egyptians are one Kemet people, or we should say one Ethiopian people. Amos 9 and 7, Hebrews are the children of Ethiopia. Through the works of Ashraquasi, we understand that the Egyptian Kemet documents say they came from Ethiopia. So these are one African Ethiopian people, and they studied sun, moon, stars, and planets, studied the universe. And there is a constellation called Draco that is a serpent constellation shaped exactly like a serpent. So you have mounds, M-O-U-N-D-S, that are pyramid structures. Well, mound, we'll say mound structures that are in the shape of serpents. And there are various depictions of serpents in the Americas, mounds, and serpents in Africa, Egypt, Kemet, and no doubt other places. And these Africans and others who had the African knowledge began to look into the universe, look into the constellations, and understanding knowledge in the universe, began to use that constellation Draco to teach all manner of things, to teach about the serpent and the power of wisdom and healing in a good light, and then show how the wicked ruling class and ruling families take wisdom and healing and pervert it and use it against the human family. That's where you get the serpent in the garden. But originally, the serpent is wisdom and healing. Did not Moses raise the serpent on the staff, the golden serpent on the staff, to heal the people? I believe that is Numbers chapter 21. Did not Jesus say he must be raised up and lifted up? And so when you have the metaphor of Yahushua on the stick or the staff as the serpent, the healing power being raised. And so you have in Africa the Per-Ankh, the house of life. And on the house of life, on the doorposts, you had a serpent with wings wrapped around a staff, because this is the sign of wisdom and healing. Did not earth, wind, and fire sing of the serpentine power, the serpentine fire? So now the European doctors and medical people and scientists, they take that African symbol and use it for themselves to denote the healing power of medicine and the physician. But this is all from Africa. This is all from Africa, Ethiopia, Africa, Kemet, African Hebrew. So Jesus in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17 and 18 is saying, you're casting out devils, you're speaking with new tongues, you're speaking on behalf of Yahweh, and you're taking up the serpent. You are purposefully going into the African knowledge and wisdom, understanding, overstanding of that serpentine power within the universe, within you and me and us, from the Most High, the Almighty, that is empowering us to heal ourselves, heal the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And if any of the wicked ruling class want to come to us to be healed, we are ready, willing, and able to heal them of the wicked mind of constructing a wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. To further on this theme of healing, I wanted to deal for a minute with this scripture in Amos chapter 5 and verse 8. the theme of healing. We need a healing. We need to be healed from this corrupting system of death, hell, and destruction and division. And the human family, not just black people, but the human family, we as a human family need to go back into the African sciences, the root science of all sciences comes from Africa. Medicine, music, art, mathematics, let's just talk about it in this way. Amos chapter 5 and verse 8. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Now, I have been looking at this scripture for years, but because we have remained studying Africa, studying people like Dr. Ben Yosef Benyakinen, studying people like Henrik Clark, studying people like George G.M. James, and various scholars, studying people like Ashra Kwesi and Mariwa Kwesi, his wife, studying people like Booker T. Coleman and others who have kept us in the knowledge of Africa. So now I have some, I don't claim to be an expert, but I have some African knowledge, and I can go back into scriptures that I have been reading for years and now see into them greater than I ever have before. Right here is the healing of Africa in scripture. This scripture is telling us to study Africa and study the African teaching of the zodiac, the pathway and movement of the sun, moon, stars, and planets and constellations. And in that study, we will understand our connection to the universe and the connection we have to the power in the universe from the Most High. And we use that power to heal ourselves. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Now you have Orion, the seven star constellation Orion. The Africans called Orion Asuru, or Asar, the original black man. And then you have Aset, the original black woman. The Europeans called Asuru Osiris. And they called Aset Isis. These symbols of the original black man and the original black woman. So you already have Orion. And some say the seven stars are also Pleiades. And Pleiades plays a significant role in the sciences, but we will stick with Orion and Asuru. So we're already looking at Asuru, called here Orion. Now, when you look at the calling of the waters, to pour the waters upon the face of the earth, we are now looking at the Nile Valley culture. We have Orion. The Africans called Orion Asuru. There's a reason for the calling of Asuru Orion, but I won't get into that now. But you have Orion, that seven-star constellation, which is called Asuru by the Africans. Now you have the waters being poured on the earth. This is the Nile. This is the Africans studying scientifically the positions of the stars so that our ancestors could know when the time of the flooding of the Nile would be so that they could plant vegetation, vegetables, their crops in the proper time. So you had the Africans always studying scientifically the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Always studying solar, lunar, astral science. Studying the constellations and the various positions of the constellations so that they would know when to plant and when to harvest. So that's the base level. Now getting into the spiritual knowledge, they began to see and understand that the Sirius star would appear when the flood was to be. So when they saw the Sirius star, they said, okay, the flood is coming. We see Orion, Asaru, we see the Sirius star, and they called the Sirius star Aset, the original black woman. So this original black woman, symbolized in the star Aset, symbolized under the name Aset with the Sirius star, is that star, that five-pointed star upright that you get in the Eastern Star Masonic Order for the women, Eastern Star, but they take the star, turn it upside down. That is because they take wisdom and pervert it. But we had the star five-pointed upright. And so, Sirius star, called Aset, the original black woman, warning of the flooding of the Nile. But then they kept looking at this star and saw that the star was doing a dance, moving in and out as if there was another star hidden and unseen that was pushing and pulling, having gravitational push and pull and power on the visible star Sirius called Aset that warned of the flooding of the Nile. So they began to see, oh yeah, there's a star that you can't see with your physical eye called the Sirius B, and the Africans, Dogon, called that Sirius B star the Po or the Poto. And so the Africans began to see how the stars were teaching of creation. This hidden and unseen star called the Po, it represented the seed of the Almighty Father. Oh man, this is some heavy, deep stuff. And that seed of the Almighty Father, way back at the time that there was nothing in the sense of nothing going on, but not that there was nothing, there was always something. The Almighty, the universe, always being, always will be, eternal, 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 but called the primordial time of the primordial waters. Oh man, this is heavy stuff. And so now you're going to have movement. And so this Po-To reality, this seed of the Almighty Father, encased in this egg called Emma or Emeya, burst forth out of this egg and burst forth invisibly, but with light and sound in, you could say, spirals as spheres, or you could say waves. Sound has waves, and light also acts as waves. So you have light and sound invisibly and spherically and in wave-like fashion. And then the manifestation of such invisible reality into the physical reality, material reality. Now, sisters and brothers, the Europeans studied Africa, studied the Dogon, studied the Memphite creation stories, studied the Shabaka stone. I'm coming into the knowledge of the Shabaka stone as taught to us by Booker T. Coleman, and also the work of a Gabriel Obiye, I believe his name, in cracking the knowledge of Einstein and the modern day scientists who were studying Africa, Newton studying Africa, Einstein studying Africa, these scholars studying Africa but won't give Africa the credit. It is from this Po and from the Ime Ya and the Emma and the seed of the Almighty Father as the Po bursting through the egg of Mother Emma, Ime Ya, invisible, light and sound, spiral, physical, spherical, wave-like, and then the material universe coming out of that. This is where you get quantum physics. This is where you get quantum mechanics. This is where you get the atom, which is a play off the African god Atum, which is the same discussion of the reality of all of this great expanse of the universe first encapsulated. I hope that's the word I'm wanting. Encapsulated or encapsulized, encapsulated, encompassed. Inside the most infinitesimally small particle called atom today, but the Po by the Dogon and Atum by the African Kemet, and in scripture the Adam, which is male and female, masculine and feminine, which causes me to understand our tie in to such wonderful reality and how we can understand that the atom, that smallest particle, that most infinitesimally small particle of the universe, having all of this great expanse of the universe within itself, and then manifesting such reality that we see as this great, complicated, expansive universe that is also you and me as the Adam, Atum, Atom, Adam, the same Christ reality. And if you examine the etymological roots of Christ, you will see the whole process in reverse of this creation reality and the atoms filling in the expanse of the universe, the great chasm, the great expanse now in material reality. So when we understand that the atom and the quantum physics and quantum mechanics is the study not just of that atom and the universe, but the study of you and me, the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine, man and woman, boy and girl, the human being. We are also the atom. The atom is the atom. And that great universe is within us. And that great power is within us. This is where they get string theory, Big Bang theory. This is African science. But the Africans were teaching the teaching of the Most High in the universe, and all of the names like Nun, and the names like Atum, and the names like Amen and Amenet. These are in reality descriptions of the scientific process of that which we call creation, that the scientists today, once again, they call it quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, string theory, Big Bang. And once again, that is from Africa, but it was not only the study of the universe, it is the study of the power, the healing power within you and me and within the universe. And when we tap into that power, we will be the healing that we need for the human family, the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples, healing ourselves through this wonderful power. We'll take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.